Nancy Pelosi, God Bless Mitt Romney for His Courage to Convict Trump. By Joshua Kaplan on February 6, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on Thursday heaped praise on Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, for voting to convict President Donald Trump in the Senate impeachment trial. Yesterday the Senate acted, the first time in history, that a senator has voted against his own president in a decision regarding impeachment, Pelosi said during a press conference on Capitol Hill. God bless him for his courage. Pelosi then lashed out at the president for his remarks at Thursday morning's prayer breakfast. This morning the president said, when people use faith as an excuse to do, I don't know, bad things, or whatever he said, is just so completely inappropriate, especially at a prayer breakfast. Speaking at the 68th annual National Prayer Breakfast, President Trump, without specifically naming the House Democrats who in December approved two articles of impeachment against him, said he and the country had been put through a terrible ordeal. As everybody knows, my family, our great country and your president have been put through a terrible ordeal by some very dishonest and corrupt people, he said. They have done everything possible to destroy us and by so doing very badly hurt our nation. They know what they are doing is wrong, but they put themselves far ahead of our great country. The Senate voted Wednesday afternoon to acquit him on two charges. The vote was 52-48 to acquit President Trump on the charge of abuse of power and 53-47 on the charge of obstructing Congress. Romney was the only Republican to join Democrats on the first charge. Trump praised the Senate Republicans who acquitted him. Weeks ago and again yesterday, courageous Republican leaders and politicians had the wisdom, fortitude and strength to do what everyone knows was right, he said, adding, so many people have been hurt and we can't let that go on. I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong, he added. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you when they know that that's not so. So many people have been hurt, and we can't let that go on. And I'll be discussing that a little bit later at the White House. The UPI contributed to this report.